Hi, it's Lori again, and we're here talking about my special report, the online copywriting checklist that I have, which is Red Hot Copy's secret sauce to sizzling copy. And if you recall, I told you there are 5 points that we're going to go through in these episodes, the SOBOC. And so far, we have gone through the S and the O, and this is the B. And the B part is the body of your copy. And the body is, remember the 10,000 foot view of their long sales letter that you kind of you see the template, but you don't really necessarily read the words. Well, the body is when you fill in those words. And what you're going to fill in those paragraphs for your reader is features and benefits. They want to know what they're getting for their money. What does it do for them? How's it going to make their life better? So when I talk about a feature is a description. It describes what it is that you offer. And so if you have, software, you're going to talk about how many RAM or gigabyte or whatever techie terms you're going to use. Those are features. But when you talk about the benefits to that, the benefit is how it's going to make your life better, make your reader's life better, your prospect's life better. And that's what they want to know. They want to know how's their life going to be better. So if, again, with a software example, tell me how fast it's going to make my work, how much more productive I'm going to be, those kinds of things. So features and benefits are really important to be in the body of the copy so that you kind of, get their emotional attachment. That's what it's about. It's about using emotional connection to get the response that you're looking for, right? So features and benefits, but especially benefits because it is all about them. What's in it for me? That's the radio station we're always listening to, right? It's like, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? It's just a natural way of human nature. So it's never going to change. We're always going to be looking for the best of the best we can get for our money, for our survival, the things that fit most in our lives emotionally. So it's important to know that distinction too. People don't always think logically. They think with their hearts and then they justify their purchases later. So that's just the way it goes. So the body, you want to make sure, of course, go back to the scannability and make sure there's a lot of broken up space. I don't want you to worry about sentence fragments or your English teacher. You definitely want to write the way that you talk. And I want one thought per paragraph. So if that means one sentence, that's a paragraph. Because once you shift gears, you start getting into bigger and bigger clunks of copy, and it's harder for your prospect to take that in. And they're not going to. They won't. There's too many other things vying for their attention at any given second. So you want to make sure that you keep them reading by talking in a conversational way and talk to one person like I'm talking to you. It's just you and me here right now. It doesn't matter if there are a million people who are listening to this. It's like if you and I were sitting out on the patio having a glass of wine or having a club soda or something and we're just chatting. That's all. You do that with your copy. Just don't overthink it. I mentioned that in a previous episode. A lot of times we overthink things. Just be authentic. Have a connection. Make sure that you remember what's in it for them. Highlight what the benefits are going to be, how their life is going to be better because of what it is that you're offering. And you'll have a really good start on some copy that's going to convert well. All right. I'll be back with the next episode in a moment.